الحمد لله، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we have been talking lately about the great battle of Badr in Ramadan and the great battle of the opening of Mecca, Fathu Mecca, in Ramadan also. And between those two battles were only 6 years. And as we know, in the first battle, the Muslims were small in number, around 300 only, and the Kafirs, the disbelievers, were much more in number and weapons. And in the final battle, the Muslims were around 10,000, and the disbelievers of Quraysh did not fight with the Muslims. They feared them and they went on their own, and that was a great victory. And of course, after that, the Arab tribes became Muslims, and they migrated to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his pilgrimage in the last year, and in that year there were more than 110,000 Muslims with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent messages to other nations other than the Arabs, such as the Persians and the Romans and so on. And later on, of course, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims were given victory only in few years, maybe less than 20 years. They were given victory over the Persians and over the Romans. The Muslims were able to destroy the Persian Empire completely, and they were able to fight with the Romans and not to destroy them completely, and not to destroy their empire completely, but they were able to be victorious over the Romans. And many of the nations who were following the Romans became Muslims due to the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed fulfilled his promise that he will give victory to those who support him, those who worship him alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, we indeed give victory to our messengers and to those who are who follow them in faith. We give them victory both in this life and in the day of judgment, that day where those who do injustice will have no excuse, and they will have dams and curses from Allah, and they will be punished severely. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his book that he has sent his messenger with guidance and with the true religion, so that he makes this religion the upper word over all other religions, even though the disbelievers might hate this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the believers, do not give up, and do not call to peace when you are the stronger, when you have the upper hand, and Allah is with you, and he will not waste your deeds. Indeed, the life of dunya is nothing but play. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those verses and many, many other verses in Quran shows that the victory is only from him, and that the victory comes for the believers who fit certain descriptions. And he also ordered the believers to prepare all what they can for their enemies, to prepare the moral strength, that is the faith, the strong faith, and to prepare the military strength to be strong in their bodies, to be prepared with all kinds of necessary weapons. So this is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have described in his book, that his victory will be given to those who fit certain descriptions. He said, for example, describing them, saying those whom upon given the chance to rule on this earth, they will establish the prayers. So now, in this part of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out to two important descriptions of the Muslims. The first is to worship Allah alone, because to be given the authority by Allah means that those who are given the authority are worshippers of Him alone. They do not associate any partners with Allah in worship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in His book that He gives that He has promised the believers who do righteous that He will give them the authority in earth, just like He has given the authority to the people before Him, and that He will give them the peace and the strength after they were fearing the disbelievers. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of this verse that those people who are given the authority, they worship Allah alone and they do not associate any partners with Him. So this description must be the most clear and the most fundamental description for those who are given the authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, they worship Allah alone. They don't associate any partners with Allah in any way. They don't worship idols with Him. They don't worship humans, prophets. They don't claim that God has any kind of associate with Him, or any kind of anyone who deserves to be feared and loved and glorified and worshipped with Him. And also, the second description is that they establish the prayers. And establishing the prayers means that the prayers must be done according to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam have ordered us to do. Because to perform the prayer in a short way, in any way that one likes, without following the orders of Allah and His Messenger regarding his prayers, then he has not performed the prayers. For example, the prayers must be performed in their proper times. And if someone chooses his own times and he delays the prayer from its time that Allah has set for us, then he has not established the prayer. Prayer also must be established with full ablution and full cleanliness. Therefore, if someone does not fulfill this condition, then he has not established the prayer. Prayer should be established with full calmness and settlement. That is, when someone prays, he should not rush, and he should not do it in a way where he does not fulfill the obligations of his prayers, because by this way he is not establishing the prayer. Prayer should be done with full devotion and tranquility of the heart. That is, when someone is praying, his heart should be attending. His heart should not be turning right and left. And of course, his eyes should not be turning right and left in prayer. His eyes must be concentrating on the place of prostration, and his heart must be concentrating on what he says in his prayer. So by doing all this, we will be establishing the prayer, and we will be gaining the benefits of our prayers, and we will be getting the rewards for our prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a true hadith that someone might finish his prayer with only 1/10 of its reward, or 1/8, or 1/6, or 1/4, or 1/2. So this shows that one might be praying and he will not be getting except 1/10 of the reward. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another true hadith, a day will come where you will not find anyone in the mosque with devotion in his heart. And he said someone might be praying with no reward at all. So this is something which we must bear in mind. So this is the meaning of establishing the prayers. And if the prayers are established truly, then they should have great effect in our life. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, prayers indeed forbid the believer from doing evil. So this is something which is a sign of the true establishing of the prayer. If you are a true establisher of the prayer, then you will find yourself all the time fearful of Allah, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His pleasure, seeking His mercy and reward. And if your prayers are not fulfilled in the right way, then you will not find any of this in your heart, and therefore the prayers will not be beneficial for you, except that you will be only performing them. And of course it might be better than not performing them at all, because anyone who does not perform the prayers is not a Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the borderline between us and the non-Muslims is the prayers. So if you establish the prayers, you are a Muslim, and if you don't establish the prayers, you are not a Muslim. Also it says in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Establish the prayers and don't be amongst the disbelievers. The third description is to give the zakat, the due charity. And it should be given to those who deserve it, the eight types which we have mentioned in an earlier session. And when someone gives the zakat, he should give it in a way where he feels very good about doing so, because he is obeying Allah and he is doing something which is good and beneficial to the Muslims. So by doing this, then he will be actually giving the zakat. And by doing this, then he is actually purifying his soul, because it will not be a purification of the soul if you give it with miser in your heart, if you give it when you feel in your heart that you are losing your wealth and such, even though the zakat is only a small amount. It is 2.5%. And it is only given by those people who own a certain amount of wealth, not anyone. So to give the zakat actually leads to purifying the soul. And this is the meaning of zakat. Zakat means to purify the soul. So if by doing so, by giving the obligatory charity, your soul is purified from miserness, from hatred, from jealousy, and so on, then you have actually given the zakat. And if it does not lead to that, then you have not actually given the zakat. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Messenger of Allah. The topic of tonight is a continuation of the causes of victory. What causes the victory for the believers? And what are the descriptions of the believers who deserve a victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned last time the first three descriptions, and that they were, the first description was that they should be worshipping Allah alone and not associating any partners with Allah and worship in one way or another. The second description was to establish the prayers, and that is to do the prayers in the right way. And the third description was to give the due charity and to purify the soul by giving the charity. The of course, those three fundamentals are the most fundamental descriptions of the believers. No action will be accepted without the true faith, and that is the first fundamental, and that is to worship Allah alone. So if someone associates any partners with Allah and worship in one way or another, then he has not worshipped Allah alone. If someone calls upon other than Allah in his needs, then he has not worshipped Allah alone. If someone takes someone's order as if it is absolute truth and follows that order, even if it is against the order of Allah and his messenger, then he is associating partners with Allah in worship, and he is committing shirk. If someone fears someone else in a way that should not be feared except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, if you fear someone that he will harm you without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if you fear someone that he will turn you sick, or so on and so forth. This is this kind of fear is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. If you love someone like loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when you consider this person, whoever it might be, consider pleasing him like pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by completely obeying all his orders despite what he says, whether what he says is in conformance with the orders of Allah or not. If you sacrifice an animal for the sake of other than Allah or in the name of other than Allah, then you are worshipping other than Allah. If you accept other than the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you consider anything in the religion of Allah to be deficient or not to be suitable for our age or any other age, then you are worshipping other than Allah, and you are associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by associating a partner to Allah, you will not be a believer, and none of your actions will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you worship anyone other than Allah. And of course, the other fundamental is to establish the prayers, and it is very necessary to know that no action, again, will be accepted without establishing the prayers, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first action that you will be asked about in the Day of Judgment is your prayers. If they are accepted, then all other actions will be looked into. But if your prayers are not accepted, then none of your actions will be looked into. And also the other fundamental, that is to give the due charity. The fourth description of the believers who deserve the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to order the good. Al-amr bil-ma'ruf, to order the good, to order the truth. That is, when you find someone who is not doing something right, you tell him to do what is right. And what is right is everything which Allah has ordered us, everything which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam have ordered us. This is the meaning of what is right. What is right is not what you think and what I think and what he thinks. What is right is only what is supported by revelation from Allah. What is right is only what is mentioned in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And no Muslim would be a Muslim if he is not fully sure that anything which is different than what is in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is absolute falsehood. So this is the meaning of what is right. And to order good or to order what is right means that you should tell people in a nice way, in a wise way, in a gentle way, what they should do according to the orders of Allah and His Messenger. And in Islam, this is not considered to be against the freedom and against the choice of individuals. It is not considered to be against the freedom and against the choice of an individual to tell him to do what is right, because advice is a very important aspect of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said religion is advice. He said that 3 times, meaning that advice is very necessary for Muslims, and that Muslims should advise each other, but this advice should be in the proper way. You should not tell someone to do something when you don't have the right knowledge about it. You should not tell someone to do something in an unpolite way, or in a way which is not considered to be gentle and wise. Of course, to tell the people about what is right have priorities. You should tell them about faith before anything else, because faith is the most important truth. And also you should tell them about prayers and so on. The fifth description of those who deserve the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact